the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. MG, yesterday it was made official. The NRL Grand Final at ANZ Stadium in front of 40,000 people. Did you think we'd see it in 2020?
No, I didn't. That's been a remarkable season and miracles do happen.
Absolutely. And one man who would no doubt be pleased with the outcome and he's put a lot of hard work into making it happen is the CEO of the NRL. Joins us on the line now, Andrew Abdo. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, Liam. G'day, MG and listeners.
Well, first of all, let's congratulate yourself. Last time we spoke to you, you were the interim CEO. You've been announced as the CEO, so congratulations on the appointment.
The less words in your title, the better, MG.
Hence why I've got that, my name is initials.
Exactly. Shorter, the better.
Now, it's a massive few weeks coming up. Finals footy has hit. It's fever pitch. We've gone through, as Liam mentioned in the introduction, we didn't think we'd see this. We never thought in a million years we'd get the finals footy, but here we are. We've got 50% of crowds allowed in. Rugby league has gone through some hardship throughout this season, but here we are. The light at the end of the tunnel is getting brighter.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we completed, we had played 16 games when the season got suspended way back in April, and we've, you know, when we finished round 20, there was 160 games completed, and somehow we made it. A lot of contributions from a lot of people, but there's 20 games left to go, and they are going to be 20 unbelievably exciting games.
And what would be really exciting for our audience to hear, Andrew, is that not only can more people attend these finals, but they can do so at a very reasonable price as well.
Yeah, we've reduced tickets by 25% as a way of saying thanks to fans, particularly members, for their loyalty to their clubs and to the players. And so there's an opportunity to try and get as many people as we can, obviously in a safe environment. So it's been terrific to work with the state governments to get those caps lifted. We can have up to 50% at stadiums and as many as 40,000 on Grand Final Day, which is, again, more fans getting to see their players and their heroes in action up close and personal and live. It's terrific. So it was really important for us to reward and to thank fans and members for their loyalty this season.
Fantastic. That is just bloody fantastic. Well done. Andrew, give us an insight into what has been the biggest hurdle whilst running the game from within the inverted commas, the bubble?
There have been a number of hurdles this year. I think.
Where do we start?
I think the first thing was it's just unknown. It was unprecedented. So we hadn't operated a football season in a pandemic of this scale and this nature. And so everything we did was really starting from a clean slate. We had no playbook. We had nothing to go off. We had to design protocols. We had to think out of the box in terms of how we could get players training again. We had to figure out how to relocate a team like the Warriors from another country. We had to get permission from different state governments. We had to think about how we could move the teams. And all of that was done really on a blank sheet of paper. We didn't have anything to refer to. And then, of course, we needed to adapt. So we weren't sure how many games we were going to have to move or how many different sort of changes we were going to have to make to what we did. So we were doing it on a day-by-day basis. A lot of teamwork, a lot of communication, and I think rugby league showed. I do believe that rugby league showed that with teamwork and communication, we can lead sport in Australia. And that's something for all of our fans and players and the clubs, everyone to be really proud of.
Andrew, as we look back on the season, I can't help but look at the coaching changes we've seen. We've seen five clubs change head coaches in this season where clubs and the game itself have been a bit cash-strapped. Is that something that the NRL is looking at? Are you at all concerned by the look of so many senior coaching positions turning over in the space of one season?
Yeah, of course. The turnover of leaders in any organization is always going to be a concern. And the coaches are critical because outside of just coaching, they do a lot in terms of creating the culture and creating an environment for the players to perform in. From a financial perspective, we've seen the impact of COVID on our sport and we've used this as an opportunity to reset our cost base. We've been through a tough restructured head office and all of the businesses inside the rugby league ecosystem are adjusting accordingly. The football department cap is important for us because that's the mechanism that can help prevent clubs from overspending in these areas. And I don't think we're going to see what we perhaps have seen in the past, you know, big long-term contracts. I think, you know, congratulations to Kevin Walters, who's been appointed as a Broncos coach. But even there's a great example on a two-year contract as opposed to a long-term contract. Yep. So I think we are going to see change. I think the football department cap will help with that. And I think we'll become more professional in the way in which we manage and try and sustain leadership and culture within our sport at all levels, not just coaches.
We saw some rule changes in the last round of the NRL proper with the dead rubber rounds. And in particular, one of the I really liked was the bunker, the ruling, where the try would be allowed and the bunker would rule on the try if it was a try, if it wasn't a try, within the space of the goal kick. Is this something that we're going to look forward to next year, Andrew?
Yeah, MG. It's important for us to always be thinking innovatively around what's going to be best for fans, like what's going to create a better spectacle, better entertainment. And we will look at everything. And the commission has made it clear that we need to put fans first and fan experience first. So at the end of the season, we'll look at what we change for the season. So the six again rule, the move to one match official. We'll also look at what we trialed, as you mentioned, right at the end there in terms of changing the referral mechanism to the bunker. We'll also look at the captain's challenge. We'll look at the data and then we'll make a decision right next year. But of course, anything, the purpose of that change was anything that can speed up the game, provide less stoppages and therefore more ball in play and more entertainment is obviously going to be what the goal is. And that was an important one to trial.
Well, you just mentioned three then, the six to go, the captain's challenge, and I can't remember the game now with two referees, to be honest. So obviously diversity brings out some pleasure because we've seen the NRL operating under diversity this year, but somehow, way, shape or form, it's just managed, as you mentioned earlier, to get rid of them clouds above the sky and let the sun shine through. And what we've seen, we've got to give the players a big pat in the back, I think, as well, because what they've had to do, what the hurdles they've had to jump through, we spoke to a couple of players the other day who said that was Liam Martin, actually, yesterday we spoke to, who said he can't even go up to his mother after a game and give her a hug. These are the things that kind of bring home to me of being an emotional big fella who used to go straight to his parents after a game and give them a kiss and a cuddle and have a beer with my dad. And these are the liberties we've taken away from our players, but they haven't complained. They've just got on the job and they know that the end picture is the big one.
You summarized it perfectly, MG. The players have been terrific. I was really fortunate on the weekend around 22 to be there for Penrith getting awarded the minor apprenticeship and just to see, you know, it was tough. They couldn't go and kind of really soak it up with their fans who had waited until after the game. They just reminded me of being how confined they've been, how disciplined they've been and how positive they've been. When the Warriors farewelled everyone at Gosford after their final game, another example of a team and a club and some terrific leadership by players. You know, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck has been away from his young family for months now. He's been on his own, and he still ended the regular season with the most number of runs, 398, and the most number of run meters, almost 4 kilometres.
Phenomenal.
And to witness them doing the haka for Adam Blair in his final game, it was just it was really gave me goosebumps. But just a credit to the players. They've all been terrific. 800 players and officials have been in bubbles throughout the season.
Fantastic performance by everybody involved. Now, Andrew Abdo, the NRL CEO, never let it be said that we're not fair here on the Rush Hour. Before we let you go, I'm going to give him the option to answer one of two questions, MG. He can either tell us right here exclusively, reveal who the NRL Grand Final entertainment will be, or he can tell us who he wants to see win the NRL Grand Final this year because his Manly Seagulls aren't there. So, Andrew, you've got an option of two questions.
One or the other.
You have to give me a third.
All right. What do you think the Grand Final will be? Which two teams do you think will get there?
I'm not so good at tipping and predicting. I know MG. I know where your heart is. I know Penrith.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Penrith. I mean, here's a stat for you, right? Penrith in the regular season won 90% of their games. That hasn't been done since 1959 with St. George. So they are the young team. You can clearly see they've played together since they were young because a lot of them have been to the same school, played for the same club. They're a young team. They look pretty hard to beat. But then, you know, the Raiders are hungry to avenge what happened when they missed out to the Roosters. Roosters have just been beaten by 60 points by their arch rival, the Rabbitohs, who look to be hitting form. Like, you know, how can you predict this? You've got the Knights descending from Newcastle. You've got the Eels and the Storm playing. It's impossible to predict. I'm not gonna stick my neck out there. But all I'm gonna say is I think we're in for a wonderful climax to the season, and I think it's going to be some terrific footy.
That's very nicely covered off there by the NRL CEO Andrew Ebdo. An absolute pleasure to have you on. Thank you for giving us your time. Congratulations again on all your hard work to get us to the point where we are in the NRL final series, and we are going to see a grand final at ANZ Stadium in front of 40,000 people.
No problem. Great talking to you guys.